Hello, beautiful souls. This is Kimse Lamiel of Lamiel.com. Welcome to Lamiel Radio. I am so excited to be back and doing Lamiel Radio again. This is our first episode this season, and I have an amazing topic for you guys, and I'm just really excited to be able to share all this information full out, full on, and push you all to the edge and hopefully over into manifesting your dreams. So for those of you that are new to me, again, my name is Kimse Lamiel. I am the founder of Lamiel.com. I am the author of Manifesting Your Crazy Beautiful Life. I am a money manifesting coach and public speaker and author and mother of eight. And I'm really, really excited to be here and to be able to share all this amazing information with you. So our topic for today is, of course, money manifesting. And really, money manifesting is going to be the theme of all of Lamiel Radio from this point forward. So the first thing I want to talk to you guys about is a technique for manifesting money. And for people who have been with me for years, you know that I started off coaching you in all areas of your life, and then I started really, really coaching people on the universal laws that are based around the law of attraction. But what I've found is that, one, if you learn how to manifest, you can manifest anything. However, a lot of people, because there's so much resistance and contrast around money, people were learning from me how to manifest, but they could manifest things and they couldn't manifest cash. So then I got really, really specific. And so now I teach you how to manifest cash, because if you can manifest cold hard cash, right? You can easily manifest things and you can create and manifest the life of your dreams. So today's topic is about how you do that. What is the process for manifesting? There, if you Google how to manifest anything, there's like 150 million gazillion websites and people and things, and it's so easy. And I even have YouTube videos on Lamiel TV about manifesting things in 48 hours. And, you know, people are like, I can't do it. You know, some people are like, yeah, I'm able to do it because it's things. But then usually the people who want to manifest money, they can't. And so, you know, when you leave comments on Lamiel TV, I try to respond to everybody. And, you know, people are like, what am I doing wrong? So I usually tell them that you are more than likely manifesting from a lower vibration. So you need to raise your vibration in order to manifest in 48 hours, right? The higher your vibration is, the easier it's going to be for you to manifest something in shorter periods of time. And then I got a lot of comments about, what the hell are you talking about, really? And how do you do that? And what the hell is vibration? I just want my shit. You know, it is pretty much the gist of the comments. So I will be doing a video, but this podcast on Lamiel Radio today is about what the process really is for manifesting, and gives you a little bit of insight into, I want to give you a little bit of insight into raising your vibration and what that means. So get out pens and paper. I'm here alone in the studio right now. Like I said, if you're new to me, I am a mother of eight. I work from a beautiful, beautiful home, which has been my dream home for a minute, that I'm actually living in. And right now I'm constructing what my next dream home will look like. So I'm very, very happy. I have a beautiful office, which you can actually take a look at on Instagram. because this has been a process. So I work in a beautiful environment. I have an absolutely beautiful view from my office. If my bubble machine did not make so much noise, I would be looking at bubbles, although I actually did have the bubble machine on prior to starting this recording for you. But it makes too much noise in the background. So, you know, my office is beautiful. It's full of everything sparkly. It's all pink and blinged out, pink and white. And I have balloons in here and I have bubbles in here. And, you know, I've got a beautiful white fur on the floor and white pedestals filled with bling. And so And I'm saying all of this because I am speaking from the point of view of, at one point in my life, not having a place. My family was living in a hotel. Okay, so when I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you from, this is where I am now. And I know what it's like to be able to manifest things, but not money. I know what it's like to not be able to manifest at all, to feel like the world is against you, to feel like you are alone. So I'm not talking to you from a standpoint of, I've always been here. I'm a mother of eight. I'm a single mother of eight. Okay. So when I say that you can get there, I know you can get there because there's not many things in life. I won't that the general public experiences that women experience, that men experience, that I have not had in my life, either through friends and family or through my own personal experience. Okay. I have been to jail. I have been technically homeless. I've had a child die in my arms. Okay, she took her last breath looking at me. So when I tell you that if I can do it, and right now, I am so freaking happy. I love my office, everything in my life. Like, I walk through my house with such a sense of gratitude that if you watch Lamiel TV, you know I take gratitude walks. Sometimes I just take gratitude walks through my house because I love it. I'm so happy and I'm so thankful for being where I am. It is a process. So what's the process? What's the process, Kim Say Lamiel, for manifesting what I want in life? There's only literally three steps. I don't care what any blog tells you. I don't care what any fucking guru tells you. Okay? Because you can be a law of attraction guru, and now I have, you know, five houses, and now I have, right, but you didn't start from a serious place of contrast. So what is a place of contrast? A place of contrast is probably where a lot of you are right now. You know, you're in debt, you're not happy, you're in a bad relationship, you're homeless, you're whatever. It's a contrast. Contrast is shit that you don't want to be going on. So if you are starting from a place of contrast and you're able to make the change, that's something. If you're pretty happy with your life, it's easier to make the change. But most people who are seeking out the law of attraction and what can I do to change my life, they're in serious, serious, deep fucking contrast. And it's not easy. It's not easy to manifest from high levels of contrast. Why? Because one of the 12 laws of the universe is the law of attraction. And if you are feeling the contrast in your life, if you are acknowledging the contrast in your life, if you are talking about the contrast in your life, you are just getting more and more of that. Because we live in an attraction-based universe, and what you put out is what you get back. So when you're bitching and complaining about how fucked up your life is, the universe goes, your wish is my command, and they give you more shit to bitch and complain about how fucked up your life is. It's attraction-based. So whatever you're putting out is what you're getting back. You can't bitch and complain and be unhappy and think shit is never going to change in your life and suddenly, miraculously live in a mansion and or a 7,000 square foot house and, you know, with a lake view and blah, blah, blah. It's not going to happen because you get what you put out. So what are the three steps in manifesting? The first step is that you focus on what you want. You focus on what you want. Most people, when you ask them what you want, if I say, hey, so-and-so, coaching client, what do you want? What are we going to work on? Well, you know, I don't want to be stressed anymore. I don't want to be worried about my bills. I don't. You're not telling me what you want. You're telling me what the hell you don't want. And guess what? The universe is going to be like, oh, because they don't, it doesn't acknowledge the word don't. What you're putting out is simply the misery, the debt, the drama, the whatever it is. And so you get more of that. We have not been trained from childhood to acknowledge what we want, to focus on what we want. I ask you what you want. I can ask some of my children at times, what do you want for dinner? I don't know, but I do know I don't want chicken, and I do know I don't want fish. Now, it's great to know what you don't want, but when you're trying to get what you do want, telling me what you don't want doesn't help, okay? Because you can tell me, I don't want fish, I don't want chicken, I don't want pork, I'm not sure that I want anything fried, and so you could spend a lifetime trying to narrow down all the things you don't want in order for me, okay, we're going to pretend like I'm the universe in that situation, to figure out what the fuck you want to eat. Okay? You will spend forever. I don't want this. 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 Oh my God. When you could simply just say, I'd like Italian. That's easy to grant. Ta-da! Italian food. Because that's where your focus is. I want Italian. Italian is there. When you tell me I don't want this and I don't want that and I don't want this and I don't want that, then you're leaving me to try to figure it out. The process of elimination, that shit's only good if you're a fucking detective or, you know, you're taking multiple choice shit at school. It doesn't serve you in manifesting. So you need to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And if you have trouble getting clear on what you want, I have an amazing book that's available on lamiel.com. Click on shop and go to books and audios and get the book on manifesting, getting clear on manifesting your desires. Okay, because it's a workbook and you can either download it or you can get the hard copy. But you need to get really clear about what you want. What you want. So in this example, we're going to start small. And I'm going to say, you know what? Huh, I really want an inversion table. That's something on my list of rewards. So when I set goals, I give myself rewards for achieving those goals. That's a whole other topic. However, I want an inversion table. Like, I just feel like hanging upside down would be everything for me right now. So I know I want an inversion table. I'm very clear. I want an inversion table. Clear as day. There's no mistaking. Now, I can investigate all the inversion tables and go, I want an inversion table that straps me in this way, that's easy for me to get out of, et cetera, et cetera. So I can narrow down and get really clear. Maybe there's only two or three companies that do that. And I want one that is the specific size so it'll fit. Because like right now, I don't have a gym in my house. I have a media room. And I'm having to put my workout stuff in the media room for the moment. So I need something that's going to fit and not obstruct our ability to watch the screen and yada yada. Okay, great. So now step number two is to listen for inspiration. A lot of times, you know, universe or God or whatever you call it, is talking to you. They're talking to you. The angels are talking to you. The elementals, like fairies, are talking to you, and you're not paying any attention. You're not paying any attention. Why? Because, excuse me, you haven't been taught that it's okay to pay attention. You haven't been taught that there's a message here for you. Okay? And so one of the best ways, of course, is meditation. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to hear any bullshit from anybody, client, non-client, whatever. I don't have time to meditate. I have 8 kids. They all live at home. Right now I have a friend and her daughter staying with me and my cousin. If I can find 10 minutes 2 times a day to just fucking get quiet, don't tell me you can't get quiet. I'm playing right now. I'm rubbing my pointing finger and my thumb finger together for all of those who say, but it's hard to meditate, right? That I'm playing like really, literally the smallest fucking violin in the world. It's not an option. And you don't have to, you know, breathe this way, breathe this way. There are excellent meditations, and through the breath work will take you to new levels of clarity. But in the beginning, all you have to do is sit down, shut up, close your eyes. That's it. And yes, thoughts are going to come, can run through you, run through your mind. Don't fight them. Initially, all that stuff that you should be doing, and the fact that you itch, and the fact that you hear the faucet dripping, and all that stuff will subside. Just sit. Breathe normally. And just sit and be quiet. You close your eyes because it turns off an extra stimulant. Okay? That's it. 10 minutes. I have an amazing chi machine, and I'll do a video for, we'll record on Lamiel TV about the chi machine and all of its benefits. But if you are having a hard time meditating and you can get a chi machine, get on the chi machine. It has a timer for 5, 10, and 15 minutes. Start at 5 minutes, get on the machine and lay there. And just be in that moment. That's enough. That's enough for source energy and the universe and God to speak to you. And when they do, you need to move on that. Okay, so I want a chi machine. And then the universe goes, well, Kim Say, here's a company. As a matter of fact, here's 3 companies that sell them. And you could probably get a lot of credit with them. And then you could get your inversion table, right? And then you could just pay it off for $20 at a time if you don't want to lay out the money. Okay, let me go do that, right? So then you do step 3. So let me repeat. Step 1 is to focus on what you want. What I'm wanting in this example is an inversion table. Step 2 is to listen for inspiration. Now, inspiration doesn't always have to come in the, you know, in your quiet time, but it helps. Okay, so inspiration could come from watching a TV show and you're like, oh shit, that's it. That's the answer. That's how I can do this. That's how I can make this shit happen. And you do that. Or somebody comes to you and says, hey, you want to do this with me? Oh, fuck yeah, that'll give me exactly what I want. Hey, get on FreeCycle. Get on FreeCycle. Somebody's giving away an inversion table. You go out there, you pick that up, you're done. Right? Or they just say, get on these sites. Go on Facebook and get on sales sites. Okay. Listen for the inspiration and follow that guided inspiration. Step 3 is to do only what feels good. So, what does that mean? That is either a hell yes or a hell no. And there's going to be, I think our next episode is going to be about hell yeses and hell nos and how to really identify them, because a lot of people don't know. We are raised to try to please other people, right? You go to school, you have teachers, you're trying to please your parents, you're trying to please your teachers. If you go to church, you're trying to please the people at church. If you have a coach because you're in sports, you're trying to please the people in sports, and you don't want your coach to not let your team down. Fuck all that shit. This is about you. This is about you being the best you that you can be. And every fucking thing in your life needs to be about a hell yes or a hell no. If it's lukewarm, it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. Okay, so you need to do what feels good. So if you get the thought to join Facebook groups and you're like, oh, I can do that really easily, that's a hell yeah, go join some Facebook groups. If you get the idea to go to yard sales on Sunday and you're like, I hate getting up early and I don't even subscribe to the newspaper and all, that's a hell no. Don't do that. I could get on that. I could download the app that's called Let Go. And maybe I could find it there. Oh, fuck yeah, that's easy. I could do that like right now. You know what I'm saying? That's a hell yes. Do that. Because it feels good. If it just is like, I don't know what the fuck to do, but right now I would really love to have a glass of wine and go the fuck to bed. Do that. Start doing what feels good. That is the key to manifesting. Doing what feels good. Getting into the feel good vibe. What's your money vibe? Your money vibe is the shit that makes you feel really good. So for those of you that are not new to me, that is my new gratitude. My new gratitude alarm. And it now, instead of saying, you know, gratitude and being thankful, because that is so part of who I am, that is about me and my relationship. It's now my money BFF alarm. So I will do another show on my money BFF for you guys. So do what feels good. That's the key to manifesting, because you almost innately know what you want, right? If you're somebody's treating you shitty, you know you want to be treated well. So you put it out there. I'm really clear. I want to be treated good. And if you can sit quietly and get some inspiration, but you're usually that inspiration is clouded with responsibility and expectations from other people outside of yourself. What feels good? If doing yoga and going to yoga feels good, do that. If your mom or family member says, hey, we really need you here, and they want you at a time that would interfere with your yoga, say no. Do what feels good. Now, if it feels better to you to go and be there to support that family member or that friend instead of yoga, by all means, do that. So it is about what feels good to you. If you have a shitload of stuff to do and all that you can think about is how amazing it would be to get in the bed right now, go get in the bed. Take a fucking nap. You've got to feel good. Your place of manifesting, whether it's things, whether it's money, especially when it's money, you gotta find your money feel good place. What makes you happy? And that's why I was so giddy, because this right here, what I'm doing right now, I'm sitting in this beautiful leather white guest chair, and my office is pink and white, and I have candles, and I have a genie lamp, and I have balloons, and I have bubbles, and I have bling like on every shelf, and I fucking love my office. This is amazing to me. And I'm looking over at the gazebo and the lake, and I'm happy. This makes me happy. And I'm drinking drinks that taste like cotton candy. I'm elated. This is what people call getting in your zone. You know, athletes will talk about being in the zone. You can be a chef and get in your zone, right? I am a money manifesting coach. This is my zone, being in this beautiful office with this beautiful view, drinking what I want to drink, looking at bubbles and balloons, and talking about money and how amazing the energy of money is. All it does is bring more money. You've got to find what feels good. The key to manifesting your money is finding what feels good. What feels good to you. Even if it's the most ridiculous fucking thing ever, it's about what feels good. Every time you hear me talk about manifesting money, I'm going to talk to you about what feels good. The more you feel good, the easier money comes to you. The less resistance, the less contrast you have. What are the three steps in manifesting money? Focus on what you want, listen to inspiration, and only do what makes you happy. That's it. That's it. And so I understand that our programming in life is the complete opposite of that. We focus on what we don't want. We don't take the time to be quiet so that we can listen to divine guidance and inspiration. And we do the things that are necessary to make other people happy and fulfill our obligations and not ourselves. And that's why manifesting and living your dream is so difficult for most of us. I'm trying to keep Lamiel Radio to about 30 minutes an episode. because I want you to be able to listen and then spend your day applying the concepts. But this is amazing. I need you guys to start looking at what makes you feel good. So, the action for today, while you're listening, take out a piece of paper, take out your phone, whatever you need to do. And I want you for the next 30 seconds to write down 5 things that make you feel good. Okay? 5 things that make you feel good. And I'm going to tell you my 5 things. I want you to write your 5 things. Go. Balloons, bubbles, anything sparkly, sweet bubbly drinks, and candles. Okay, that took me less than 15 seconds because I practice it and I'm living it. It's all in this room right now, right? The first time I did this exercise, it took me longer than 10 or 15 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds is up. Look at your list. If your list doesn't include 5 things and you couldn't do that in 30 seconds, you need to spend the rest of this week figuring out what the hell makes me happy. What makes me giddy? I love happy love songs. One of my favorite shows is called Enchanted. Excuse me. And I watched it last night. It starts off as a cartoon and then they fall into New York and, you know, they fall into New York The soon-to-be princess falls into New York. The prince, who's looking for her, comes in through the portal into New York, and then they become real people. And she's living her life, and it's like she's in love with a guy she's only known for a day, and she's just, it's very fairy tale like. And although it doesn't end in the expected way where she marries the original prince, blah blah blah, everybody ends up with somebody. Everybody is happy. That's all I want. You know, I want this amazing guy. You know, maybe he's promised to someone else in the moment, but we realize that we're the ones that make each other the happiest. We end up together. We went off on a horse. He's fucking amazing. Like, that's my life. As a matter of fact, that is my real life. And that just tickles me. Like, literally, he says he fell in love, like, love at first sight. And it's, you know, amazing. And I was very resistant. I was clear on what I wanted, but when it presented itself, I was like, deuces, I'm out, you're fucking crazy. Until I realized that, you know, hey, this is what you've been asking for. This is what you're manifesting. The universe is delivering it to you. What the hell are you going to do? So whether it's a relationship, whether it's money, whether it's a home, whether it's some security, whether it's just happy kids, whatever it is, I promise you, when you find your happy place, when you discover what thrills you, you're going to be able to manifest the things that you want. So it needs to be a focus of yours. What makes you happy? What makes you happy? So for the rest of the season, that's what we're going to be talking about. What makes you happy? Why does it matter about what makes you happy? Because that's how you manifest the money, right? Your money vibe is accessed through the stuff that makes you happy. Your money vibe is accessed through the things that make you happy. What makes you happy? So don't just find 5 things, find 10 things, find 15 things. Keep adding. It doesn't matter if it's fucking ridiculous. Like, literally, my son is 21. Him and his friends, my office is right at the front door, and I have French doors so you can see out and they can see in. And literally, there's days I'm sitting in here and I'm working. I have, like, this amazing, you know, like, right now, like, 2 of my songs that I really, really love. Well, maybe more than 2. Like, what's the name of them? One of them is Bruno Mars. That's What I Like. And the other one is by Ed, somebody, Shape of You. And I love the song Starving, and the song by the Chainsmokers, Closer. I love Usher, No Limit, because that's like me and the universe have like a little love song, and it's Usher's No Limit, because, you know, sometimes I may get caught up in what's going on and the universe will play that song for me and be like, look, yo, I got you, babe. You with me. There's no limit in what's going to go on and what can happen and how I can do for you. And so that's our love song. And, you know, so those are songs that I play while I'm working, right? And I'm drinking, you know, bubbly drinks mixed with, you know, a little bit of cotton candy, vodka. And I love cotton candy, so I have cotton candy like in my bedroom and in my office to kind of munch on. And so all the things that thrill me, I am surrounded by, and it makes it so much easier to manifest. It doesn't mean when you are manifesting what you want in life that bullshit doesn't show itself, that drama doesn't knock on the door. But you know what? You join my team. My team is hashtag give no fucks. Why? Because I don't give a fuck about what else is going on out there. It's about what makes me happy. Because when I am focused on what makes me happy, what I love about me, what I love about my life, what I love about my kids, what I love about my relationship, what I love about my money flow, when I'm focused on that, I get more of that. I get showered with jewelry by the person that I adore. My kids are happy and we play until 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And the money that I need to pay every bill is here on time when I need it. You can't, life doesn't get better than that. You know, one of my other songs that I really, really love is by T.I. T.I. has a song called Dope. And at the end of that song, he's laughing and he says, you know, if life ain't like this for you, you know, you should pray more. And really, praying is meditating. Praying is getting clear on what you want and asking the universe for it, right? Or God or source energy or whatever you call it. So yes, if life is not like this for you, you need to get more focused. You need to figure out what makes you happy. You need to do that. And in that joy, you listen for your divine guidance and you do the things that are making you happy. And I promise you, you will manifest your dream life. So we are slightly over time and I really, really enjoyed this. And so each week I will be coming to you through Lamiel Radio on Money Manifesting. I'm so thankful for you guys to be listening, to tuning in. One of the things that you can do with Lamiel Radio when I'm not live and it is a recording is to send messages. You can post your messages or send messages if you go to lamiel.com and click the connect button, connect with Lamiel. And you can say, I have a radio question, or I have a question about the radio show. And I will definitely answer you there, but I will also try to make sure at some point I answer your question on the show and someone on my team will let you know, hey, your question's being answered on, this is season one, so episode whatever. And that way you can actually listen to exactly what your what the answer is to your question, because I'm here to support you. I want to help as many people as possible manifest their dreams and, you know, live the life that they deserve. And through that, I offer group coaching. And you can find my group coaching program at lamiel.com. If you click on Work with Lamiel, and then there is one-on-one coaching available, and then there's the group coaching program that's available there. I also have several money manifesting courses that you can access from lamiel.com, clicking on courses, and everything from $10,000 in credit to, you know, just be making yourself a money magnet, and creating a new credit sources for yourself. Anything that has to do with money, you're going to find it there. So I appreciate your time. I love you guys, and I will see you next week. Actually, I will talk to you next week. Kisses.